Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say Apple has completed much of the core work on a new processor for an autonomous electric car. The report says it's the most advanced component developed for Apple's Project Titan so far. Supposedly, Apple will begin testing the chip in autonomous vehicles in California soon. The sources also say the vehicle would not have a steering wheel, be compatible with the CCS charging standard, and aimed at launching in 2025. Apple has apparently not decided its business model for the car yet. Foxconn told investors it believes the supply chain problems will last into the second half of next year. It also expects its current quarter revenue to decline because of component shortages. The company says optical modules used in smartphone cameras should be back to normal by the end of the year, but power management chips remain tight. According to new draft rules from the Cybersecurity Administration of China, the country will require technology companies to undergo a cybersecurity review prior to listing on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, if authorities determine a potential impact on national security. The rules also require companies to get security clearance for mergers and spin-offs or establishing overseas headquarters. Platforms with over 100 million daily active users will need to get approval on major updates to operations, user rights, or data privacy. The regulator is accepting feedback on the draft rules through December 13th. The United Kingdom's Competition and Markets Authority announced a full investigation into NVIDIA's $40 billion takeover of chip designer Arm, citing antitrust and national security issues. The CMA completed its Phase 1 review and ordered a Phase 2. In October, the EU also launched its own investigation into the deal. And on NVIDIA's earnings call, the company disclosed the Federal Trade Commission expressed concerns about its planned acquisition of Arm and was in discussions about remedies to address those concerns. In Q3, NVIDIA earned $1.17 per share on revenue of $7.1 billion, up 50% on the year and beating analyst estimates. Twitter is rolling out an update to its web version to stop disappearing tweets. Previously, the timeline would auto-refresh, causing people to lose their place when trying to follow a conversation as everything jumped around. This change brings the web version in line with iOS and Android apps, which do not auto-refresh. Twitter also acquired Threader, an app that lets you compile Twitter threads and share favorites. Threader currently works by tagging its account in a thread with the word compile to get a link to a summarized article of the thread. Threader co-founder Marie Dennis will help build out the company's reader feature that is part of its Twitter Blue subscription. Apple announced a self-service repair program, which will let customers buy parts from Apple directly for repairs. Apple will publish repair manuals online and price tools and parts at the same price they charge authorized technicians. Customers can download tools for parts that require calibration or programming, and completed repairs won't impact a device warranty. Parts for iPhone 12 and iPhone 13 models will be available first in the US early in 2022, followed by M1 Max. Meta's Reality Labs showed off a haptic glove prototype designed for VR and AR interaction, in development for the past 7 years. The glove is lined with 15 ridged and inflatable plastic actuator pads, which create pressure on your hand as you interact in a virtual world. Reality Labs sees the glove as one of multiple controller methods for future mixed reality experiences. And according to Reality Labs engineer Catherine Healy, the glove needs high-density actuators to let users feel texture, a Svelte design, and to be fully wireless before it could be considered ready for consumers. Microsoft began testing a new media player app for Windows 11, rolling out now to Windows insiders in the dev channel. This supports both audio and video, and replaces the Groove Music app. The legacy Windows Media Player app will still be available in Windows Tools. DuckDuckGo rolled out a beta for an App Tracking Protection for Android feature on its Android browser app, designed to block third-party trackers used by other apps. The feature uses a local VPN connection to block detected trackers from sending data, although it never routes app data through an external server. The feature currently has a waitlist, with DuckDuckGo adding people to the beta weekly. Amazon announced it will stop accepting Visa credit cards issued in the UK starting January 19th because of their high fees. In response, Visa said it was disappointed Amazon was threatening to restrict consumer choice and was working on a solution. This does not affect Visa debit cards attached to Amazon accounts. Texas Instruments announced it will begin construction on 2 chip fabs on a Sherman, Texas campus in 2022, estimated to begin production in 2025. 2 additional fabs could be added to the site to meet demand, with a total investment of up to $30 billion. Chips from the plant would be targeted at automotive and industrial applications. And in September, the PlayStation 5 snapped the Nintendo Switch's 33-month streak as the top-selling console in the U.S. NPD Group reports that in October, the Switch regained the top spot in both units and dollars. Nintendo sold 711,000 units in the US in October, 44% of which were the new OLED version. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.